From the CQ Roll Call Newsroom in Washington, this is CQ Now, your nonpartisan news source for how the inside workings of Congress and the federal government shape the real world.
The Obama administration and the states so far have enrolled about 9 million people for coverage under the 2010 health care law. Last week, the White House said it expects to sign up only 1 in 4 of those still uninsured. So is it giving up on its ambitious expansion plans? I'm Adriel Bettelheim with CQ Roll Call, joined by associate editor and health policy maven Rebecca Adams. So, more than 5 years after Obamacare was enacted, there are still millions of uninsured people. Who exactly are they?
These are people that HHS says are harder to reach than people who were motivated to sign up when the marketplace plans were first offered in the 2013 open enrollment period. Almost half are between 18 and 34 years old, and HHS really wants to sign up those people because they tend to be healthier than older people. More than a third of them are minorities, and around 57% of them are male.
Why has it been hard to get these people to sign up? Is it a cost thing?
You know, really, for most people, it's an issue of not knowing about the marketplace plans available under the health care law, and most importantly, not knowing about the financial subsidies that they may be eligible to get. And the law also gives extra financial help for out-of-pocket costs, like deductibles and co-pays, to people whose income is up to 2.5 times the federal poverty level. So about 80% of the uninsured have an income that does qualify them for some financial assistance. But almost 60% are either confused about how the premium tax credits work, or they don't know that they are available for them. It's not really just about cost, although there are some people who are deterred by the cost because, you know, especially if you're an older person, you might not be eligible for extra subsidies. And the cost for the healthcare law insurance is often higher than what we pay for job-related insurance.
If the administration hits its 2016 target, that means it'll only have signed up a little more than a third of the potential market. Is the program near where it needs to be in order to be sustainable?
Well, you know, the most important factor is the question of how healthy the people are who sign up for the exchanges, because those people pay in more than insurers have to pay out for them. But certainly the law supporters would love to have a higher number of people, especially those healthy people enrolled. And some of the issues that people are watching as we go forward is whether insurers are going to raise their rates in the future significantly. Because one thing to think about is the healthcare law included three programs to protect insurers during the first 3 years from the high cost of caring for really sick people. But two of those programs will phase out after 2016. Only one of those programs is permanent. So that's really something to watch in the future.
Elsewhere in the health world, tens of millions of senior citizens enrolled in Medicare could be hit by whopping premium increases next year for doctor visits, treatments, and outpatient drugs. Now, that's due to the low rate of inflation and some complicated formulas, but bottom line, what kind of money are we talking about?
It's a pretty significant increase here. About 30% of Medicare beneficiaries are looking at a 52% estimated increase in those monthly premiums. This is what happens when the Social Security cost of living adjustment isn't projected to rise. Then people who have their outpatient services monthly premiums deducted from their Social Security checks can't be required to pay any increases at all for the next year. That protects about 70% of beneficiaries, but the other 30%, the people who don't get Social Security, or they're new enrollees, or they're relatively wealthier, or they're dually eligible for both Medicare and Medicare, that pocket of people, they have to cover the cost for everybody in the program. And so they would see their premiums rise.
And it's up to Congress to now ride in and save the day, or can the administration do something on its own?
Well, really, that is the key question, Adriel, because we're hearing that there might be some mitigation that the administration can do, but it's not clear. And this is a multi-billion dollar fix that Congress would have to come in and do at the end of the year. So people are very concerned. Seniors are very nervous about these premiums going up.
CQ Associate Editor Rebecca Adams. It's always something with healthcare. I'm Adriel Bettelheim, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at CQ Now.